Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is Wednesday, and time for Wednesday Wisdom Radio Show with Deborah Leanne. And there is much afoot. I don't know if you're feeling the shifting, and it's kind of there's just a breath of fresh air or winds of change, or I don't know. I've been feeling it for weeks now, and this week with celebrating, some people celebrate Groundhog's Day, some celebrate Imbolc, and some celebrate Candlemas. And what this is about, this February 2nd mark in the wheel of seasons, is that it's the in-between space between the winter solstice here and the equinox. And this time marks a time of lots of things going on underground. The roots are strengthening underneath all of the live plants that will soon be shooting forward with their new leaves and their new blooms, whether those be spring bulbs or shrubs or even the trees starting to leaf out. And we can't see that at this moment. Things still look pretty bleak in the landscape. However, there is much, much going on underground. And this is what I'm feeling. I feel there's a shift in my energy. There's a lot that's going to happen for me in the next month or so with a new project and a new website and a new focus on working with leadership development in a new way for women, for organizations, and teams. And I'm so excited, and I'll share more about that in the next few weeks. But today, what comes to mind is the topic of legacy, and that legacy, typically we think of it's something that's passed on after we're gone. It's a transfer of material possessions, homes, gifts, jewelry, money, and yet there's a lot of other things that can be transferred as well. So let's just take a minute right now, whether you're going to have a cup of tea or a quick break from work, and just be still and allow yourself this next 15 minutes or so just to be present, be in your body, in your divine moment of now. And breathing deeply and expanding our belly, feeling the breath all the way down our backs, opening up our heart chakra from the front and the back, lowering our shoulders, which extends our neck. Yeah. And allows our head to be pulled up tall and our spine to be straight so that the energy can flow up and down. The energy coming up from Mother Earth and the energy coming down from the heavens. Once that all combines and lights the fire within you, which it does upon our birth, I wonder how much we reconnect with that flame that is our unique brilliance, and what is it that we are called to do here in this lifetime. You may have had experiences in personal and professional development where they ask you to think about the day that you're no longer here. It's your memorial service, and who would be there? What kind of service do you want to have? Is it outside? Is it just a family gathering? Is it a large party celebration? And most importantly, what is being shared about you, about what you stood for, and about what you created, and the vision and the brilliance that you uniquely brought during your lifetime, that they all got a chance to touch and see and feel and be a part of. That, to me, is the critical piece. That, to me, is the what I would like to look at today and tap into. We don't want, or I don't want to, just leave behind, oh, she, you know, had 45 journals of writings, or she left behind some amazing pieces of art, or some cool things that that I started, you know, whether they be businesses or projects or initiatives. I want to live my legacy now. I want to live in what it is that I want to be known for. Almost like going forward in time, capturing what I want to be known about me at that time and bringing it forward and living and breathing and speaking of that now. No more waiting until I retire and have enough money to do this, or no more waiting until I write that, you know, I have time to write a book, or no more I'll take that family vacation with my daughters, you know, at this point in time when they get out of college. No, I want to do it now. I'm ready to plan it now. I want to live and share and be all of me now, because I might not even be here in 10 years. And I'm a planner. For those of you who know me, you know I love to make, even a trip to the grocery store has to be planned. And what else can I do while I'm out on this trip? Can I also drop something off at Goodwill and go to here and there and return this to Home Depot? I mean, I try to combine my trips and make my time efficient and well thought out. And sometimes that isn't always serving me to plan so much, especially the planning for the future, because I feel like I'm not living my life now when I do that. And I found some interesting terms of legacy that I really enjoyed. Beside the gift of money or personal property, the bequest piece, there's the second definition of this one I found from Merriam-Webster. Webster was something transmitted by or received from an ancestor or predecessor or from the past. We tend to, I enjoyed the legacy of Henry Shaw, who left behind beautiful lands that are now conservancies and nature reserves and botanical gardens here in St. Louis. And hiking that land the other day, I was thinking, what a brilliant man to have left and made sure that this land couldn't be developed. It was beautiful. It was actually in a floodplain, so it was probably good since some of it was underwater just a few weeks ago. But also, what a gorgeous, beautiful, natural landscape for the birds and the waterfowl that love that marshy land, for the various ecosystems that all thrive on needing that kind of wetland, right? And the foresight that he had to know and appreciate and walk that land ahead of us and realize that this is something he wanted to leave behind. So what is it that I or you or we collectively could begin to hold the space for, to share a vision about, to begin tipping the paradigm in a new direction for us here on our planet, in our country, in our community, in our organization? If there's something that you've been wanting to say, even to someone, to let them know how much you appreciate them, don't withhold that. That is another piece in the legacy of who you are that you want to start planting those seeds now. we withhold sometimes because we feel uncomfortable about sharing what's real for us, or we're scared of really dreaming too big, or we're afraid if we speak out against something that really is just wrong in our minds, our hearts, that we might be viewed, I don't know, as crazy or as being a bitch or being overly emotional. And yet we have to start doing this. There's a group that is in 40 major cities around the globe meeting this weekend to create a rape society where rape is not penalized if it's not on public grounds. And why would we do that? Why would we allow this kind of thing to be happening in 2016 when we have come so far and yet men feel that they still have the rights to rape women at any time that they want to? I mean, we think that some of this, the social inequalities that we experience or we hear about on the news that are in these other countries are we think of them as being not in our backyard. And yet sex trafficking is huge. They say it's going to be one of the number one crimes, and it'll be above any other because of the underground desire to purchase and own these slaves. And where are we going to start waking up and realizing that this is going on and we can't close our eyes? Just because we may not know anybody that has been part of that doesn't mean that we don't need to start putting into place right now how to stop it. And I encourage you to start getting angry. Start feeling some of these bigger inequalities around the world as personal inequalities, because they are going to affect us sooner or later, probably for our children. And if we have children and grandchildren someday that say, you know, my grandparents didn't do anything. They just partied like it was 1999, didn't really care. And we could have put certain safeguards into place or certain curbs in place to keep some of this activity from being so underground, from growing without anyone stopping it. That's how a lot of the things that are happening around our world have gotten to be as big as they are, because somebody knew about it and didn't blow a whistle, didn't say not on my planet, not in my community. I will not allow this. And there is this, I'm just going to go ahead and call it as it is. There's a lot of what I call very heart-centered humanist people who are using what is called spiritual bypass as a way to only think positive, not think beyond anything that's terrifying or not pretty to look at or it doesn't affect us, so we don't really need to be involved. We don't need to get involved, right? That's so not true. I am sorry. I have had like 5 alarms go off and don't mean to be. Maybe they're only bothering me and you can't hear them, but it's like I've had 4 different ones from my phone and one from my computer in the last 5 minutes. I want to encourage you to listen to a news channel that's not one that you typically do. Speak up on Facebook or Twitter or in your blog about something that has come to your attention and doesn't sit well with you. Take steps to creating a different world in your own small way. It might mean Googling and learning about sex trafficking in your area. It might mean, what can I do to be involved in supporting more young people getting their college education or their high school diploma, or about getting paid, women getting paid what they're worth in the organization. Soon there's going to actually be government statistics, which it's about time, and we file all kinds of government reports, right, for our EEO reporting and everything in the organizations. And yet they've not really looked at what women and men are making. That's going to change. Thank you, President Obama, for actually instituting that, unless it gets stopped somewhere else. This is part of his legacy. He is busy creating his legacy right now because he knows he only has a few more months in office. And all the things that he wants to be known for, he's going for it. And I encourage you to do the same. We are ready to create change. We just need more and more women, especially, but all leaders, to step up. Step up and step out and speak up. And it doesn't have to be in a ranting, crazy way. It can be in a simple, wow, did you know that there's this, and I forget the name of the group now, there's a group of men who have a website that is all about membership so that they can create a community or a world where rape is legal. I mean, I can't even imagine that. We're having a hard time still protecting the right to choose for women's bodies. We're having a hard time helping women get birth control around this country and around the world. That would, anyway, I don't want to talk about it much more, but I want you to be aware that there's a lot of things that we're choosing to look and see what's going on with the Kardashians or what the sports teams are doing in their off time, when we could be actually learning about what's going on in our world, in our communities, and where we could take, you know, what is this going to take me, 15 minutes on this podcast, to share what we believe and to educate others. And I want that to be part of my legacy, that I helped shift paradigms, that I helped shift perceptions, and did so in a compassionate, loving way, not in a way that drives stakes and brings us more discord and more pulling apart of the threads of our community. I want there to be stronger threads because we're coming together to work for what's the right thing for us, for all of us. And I'm going to slow down and breathe into that because that was a bit, it's exciting to know that I'm going to be going back in and working with these change makers and community leaders in a way that will create more cross-sectoral leadership. And that's my dream, and I'm going to go for it. And it begins next month with the new certification I'm getting in a new leadership tool and a new shift in where I'm going with how I want to train and bring about more leaders in a collective way, in a circular feminine way. So it's not just going to be about women leaders, but it's about all leaders tapping into that compassion and the triple bottom line, right? So that it's not just that you're wanting to create profits for your organization, but you also want to take really good care of the people in the organization and the people that you're serving. And the third is the planet, taking care of the planet at the same time as creating profits and taking care of people. So stay tuned. Much coming. And I will continue to speak with you on a weekly basis from this platform as long as I can and as long as there's interest. If you have specific topics, I would love to hear from you. You can connect with me at Deborah, at Deborah Leanne, or on Twitter, at Synergy Leader. Email, you know, anywhere, Facebook, Deborah Leanne, the Women's Leadership Catalyst. So until our next time together, let's create more grace and more peace and more change on this planet so that we can see in our lifetime the changes that we want to create. We want to be those changes that we want to see, right? That old Gandhi quote that has been on my email thing for 15 years. Be the change you want to see. Yep, that's me. And I'm pretty sure that's you too. Take care. Bye-bye.